FAO consultant Dr. Vincent Little said the mission will be conducting a detailed assessment of the damage sustained by the country in the recent disaster. Dr. Little said the findings will be used to determine the level of assistance to be provided by the FAO.
The purpose of this mission basically is to review the information generated by the ministry and to generate, if necessary, additional information, which to a large extent will inform, one, our emergency action, and two, medium to long-term actions, or let me say strategies, in ensuring that we can build back better. We do have an idea, based on the preliminary reports coming out of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, what subsectors were significantly impacted, and to some extent, the areas that were impacted.
Dr. Little said the assessment will be conducted in a coordinated manner.
Basically, our approach, our methodology, is one that we will utilize, is one that was developed by the UN ECLAC system. And of course, I'm seeing some faces around the table, faces that were involved in the TOMAS damage assessment, and they would be quite familiar with the methodology. And what we will do is to not only assess the direct damage to the sector, and in this context, direct damage might be damage to whether it's the hatchery or say a banana plant is impacted, but it has implications for income flows. So the losses would be the cost implications for income flows.
FAO consultant Dr. Vincent Little. And Minister of Agriculture Saboto Caesar encouraged Vincentians not to underestimate the impact of the December floods, particularly on the agricultural sector.
It is one thing, for example, for an extension officer to visit a particular farmer and he reports that I would have lost a cow. But we have to add to the calculation that the loss of the cow, which we may be valued at, let's say, $2,000, that it is having a significant impact on his livelihood, not only on his livelihood, but we are an exporter to Grenada and other islands soon, hopefully, that it is also going to have an impact on our potential to export and to gain foreign exchange. So I want us to note, and the farmers to note, that whilst we are doing an assessment on the losses, the value of the physical losses, that the multipliers in agriculture are so great that you will see at the end of the day a significant loss to the sector.
Minister of Agriculture Saboto Caesar. Bertil Maloney reporting for NBC News.